Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On this show, we're getting to your most taboo sex questions. How do you get your partner on board with your freakiest fetish? Tips for turning your swinging dreams into a reality? And what to do when your partner won't go down? All this and more. Thanks for listening. You know what's so great about sex toys? They don't get jealous. They just want you to feel good, even if it means they sit one out while you try something new. Well, I was recently introduced to that something new, the Rabbit Company Lay-On Vibrator. I'm here to tell you that this little palm-sized beauty is simply awesome. It's made for external use and features two ears that are perfectly positioned for clitoral stimulation. The whole piece is gently curved to match a woman's natural contour, so it can literally lay on you, as the name suggests. But its ergonomic shape feels so good to hold and move around. You'll find endless different sensations by changing the lay-on's positions. It's whisper quiet and has six vibration patterns. But my favorite feature? The Rabbit Company keeps the motion in the ears, not the handle. No more numb hands from the transfer of vibration. It's really amazing. Like all Rabbit Company products, the lay-on is 100% body safe, features easy-to-use controls, and has a 5-year warranty. To order your lay-on, visit therabbitcompany.com or click the Rabbit Company banner on my website. Hey, why not? Lay it on today.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. God, there's so much to do there. It just makes my head spin in a good way.
Spinning. Head spinning.
What up, Anderson?
What up, Em?
Hi, lovey. Go to our website, subscribe. I can't emphasize this enough that subscribing to the podcast is actually makes your life easier because you don't miss a show. And what I just learned from Anderson is that when you subscribe, you actually can stop and start the show. If you get interrupted, you can go back to the point that you left off rather than having to go.
Keeps your place.
That's okay. It's like a bookmark.
Right.
It allows you to bookmark.
Yes.
Otherwise, it doesn't. And also, we do 2 a week. You get them in your inbox or wherever you listen. You can also now download them on Spotify, Google Play,
SoundCloud,
all that stuff. And also, thank you all for subscribing and also, for following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, everything. We love that. And subscribing to the newsletter. When you put in your email, we send you newsletters and people like love our newsletters. And we also give you tips and discounts. So if you miss stuff going on the website, because you know we put out stuff every day, you might want to read something. If you don't have time to listen, we've got tips and tricks and all that. So
every day, every moment of every day, pretty much Emily's thinking about your sex health.
I am, more than my own. Because I'm a giver like that. Mm-hmm. So also you can shop with Emily because I always talk about toys.
Crack a bottle of wine, sit down at the computer and go shopping with
Emily. Do some shopping and all the toys that I love. You can be like, oh, this is the womanizer.
You know what I like
about
to do? Get blackout drunk and order stuff. And then like 3 days later when it arrives, I'm like,
I've done that before.
It's like a gift for myself.
I don't black out, but I'll be buzzed.
I'm kind of joking with the blackout. Kind of joking.
You're not joking. Because you do get blackout.
There's nothing better than like ordering, having the balls to order something when you're really hammered. And then it comes and it's like a little gift from yourself and you don't remember what it is.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, thanks, Anderson.
That happens to me. I'll be like, oh my God, what I order from Amazon? Yeah. I don't remember. It's great.
And rarely do you open it up and go, ah, shit, I don't want this. No, it's almost always like, ah, thank God I thought this was a good idea.
Then. Or I already have this. Yeah. That happens.
Oh, really? You're like, I already have this zebra striped dildo. I don't need this one.
I don't order dildos. Luckily, that's one of the perks of my job of getting a lot of dildos.
Yeah, you don't have to order anything.
It's true. We've also had some great shows lately, Relationship Recovery. Remember we did How to Survive a Breakup?
Yes.
We had facts about breakups, who does the dumping more often, men or women, all the stuff, digital, why you should take a digital detox. So if you're going through a breakup, that show will help you. Also, I want to see you all in New York because the... Sexual Health Expo is coming up again in New York. It's September 24th and 25th in Brooklyn. I will be there for the 2 days. It's the leading sex experts from around the world teaching really cool workshops about the things that you care about, like how to give a better blowjob, or how to have an open relationship, or how to talk to your partner about sex. Plus, you'll see all the, you know, I'm always talking about cool new products. Well, they'll all be on display there. So, and it's actually like,
you can have a big table.
It'll be, it's not my table. Well, I will have a table. I'll have a booth so you know where to find me, but there'll be lots of different booths.
So, but you'll be represented with your own little booth.
Dude, and you're gonna have like a banner. I got a banner.
Gotta have the Sex with Emily banner.
The whole thing. And I want to shake hands, take pictures. I want to hug you.
Kisses for a dollar.
You know what's interesting is that people say, like, they'll email me. They're like, oh, I saw you, but I didn't want to say hi.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like, please, like, whenever I, because we're sitting here in a room, like, I don't, I know, like, a lot of people.
Emily's very approachable.
I am.
Yeah, she would love to hear from you.
I like, whenever I have, no, I'm going to, everyone's going to be like, no, but I do. I like, oh my God, how'd you hear about it? I love it. Let's hug. Let's have a group hug.
No one comes up and says hi to me. I used to see on Twitter a lot of time people would be like, oh, I saw Anderson here.
Because you're kind of,
yeah,
you people, see me.
I'm like, fine with that. Stay away.
Dude, yeah, I know. But see, it's not like it happens to me like everywhere I go, but when someone's like, oh, you, I'm like, yes, oh my God, how do you listen? Because I still am always like, wow, how do you?
You won't be disappointed if you see Em in public
or if
you see her at She, go up and you'll be very relieved to find out that she's the exact person you hear on the show.
Right. Yeah.
I'm
really not any different.
No,
I should be kind of try to be some kind of different persona,
but
I don't have one. And I also want to see, right, I wouldn't even know how, at this point in life, I wouldn't know how, but I got to say last year at She in New York, it was actually like, I was so blown away by how many, more even so than the one in LA, I had so many listeners show up and it would just made, that's what I remember most. So.
All the listeners. Yeah.
I want to see you there.
Oh, thanks so much.
Okay.
Means a lot.
So now,
without you, it'd be nothing.
It's true. It's kind of true.
It's absolutely true.
If people
true.
Did not listen to this show, I literally
you
would be
what would you do?
Well, my parents, you know, as you've heard me say, they were all like,
lawyer?
Plan B. Well, I did take the LSAT.
You just sell Plan B, like over the counter?
I take Plan B. No, but my parents
pharmacist?
Were like, or my mom was like, what? Because sex with
them. What is your Plan B? You've never had a Plan B. Okay, but I'm putting your feet to the fire. This falls apart. Sex becomes illegal to talk about. There's no revolution to join. What are you going to do to make ends meet? Right now.
I'm a somatic sex therapist.
No, sex is off the table. No sex. Madison weighed in with a...
Thanks. No, because I am studying somatica training, right? I'm doing a training.
Somatica?
Yeah. I'm going to San Francisco to do this training. I can't get into it now, but it's a whole thing. I'm learning so much. CelesteandDanielle.com. They've been on the show, and it's called Somatic Institute, and it's literally... I haven't talked to you about this yet.
No.
I talked about it with Menace. Sorry. I know you have a thing with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been learning. It's the most fascinating training I've done. And I've learned a lot about myself and a way to help others about, it's all about getting it's about communicating with your partner around sex, but like in a really smart way.
Okay.
In fact, that leads me into my sex in the news article.
Maybe
what?
You didn't hear the part where sex was off the table. You'd have to do something.
Sorry. That was Madison
bus
putting
driver?
Brain things in my head.
Bus
I would
driver.
Be, I would think I would do something
professional
crafty.
Golfer?
No.
Crafty.
Uh-huh.
Like lead craft workshops
like DIY.
At Michael's?
No, I love making things.
Scrapbooking with Emily.
No, what would I do? I think I would be a tour guide, travel around the world.
Okay.
On a bike.
I
do
see
like
that.
Bike trips.
Yeah.
And I would do something athletic and I would lead bike tours around the world.
Well, I could see that.
That's my thing.
Like through Athens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Because I like being
She's
active.
Energetic. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can learn things. I can tell you where to go.
Her voice projects. Yeah, okay.
You'd never lose me in a crowd. So... Funny, Madison, though, said Somatica because I've got my Sex in the News ties right into this.
Okay.
The secret to being good at sex. So there was a study that came out and it totally spoke to me. Because, and this is what the scientist says, is there's no such thing as someone who is good at sex, okay?
Says the scientist who probably doesn't have much sex.
Well, here's the thing. The constant demand for sex advice evidences the very human desire to feel sexually confident and capable. I would be out of work. Riding bikes in Australia. But no one wants to be dumb at sex. What an embarrassing area of life to know nothing about, which is why people always want to know more about it. But people also, this is why people don't communicate about what they like or want to know about, because they don't want to look stupid. But the thing is about the, I could give you advice till the cows come home, which I do. But it's all about the person. So beyond the basic anatomy of knowing like what goes where, the best thing you can do to listen is to listen to your partner. Because what really drives sexual satisfaction is the rapport between two people. So in this study, they found that the rate of orgasm and enjoyment increased dramatically between the first hookup and subsequent encounters with women, which means that partner-specific learning plays a role.
Well, because you guys are so different.
Yeah, we're so different. And we know that it's awkward at the beginning, but it's all about, like, because we feel safer and we can communicate to our partner about what we like. So use your words and talk about and communicate. This is what the study's about, is that, like, it reinforces, like, good behavior and, like, knowing your partner, like, knowing what you like, mm-hmm. like, being good at sex means that you're paying attention to your partner, right. and that you're knowing how to communicate. And I can tell you this all, like, you got to communicate, you got to talk about it. And people are like, I don't understand how to do it. But, like, that is really what it comes down to.
Pay attention to.
Say to your partner, like, if you don't like what they're doing, tell them. If you like it, say, I like that. I like when you do that. Like, let them know they're in the moment. That feels good. I always say, like, if they're moaning, that, you know, pay attention. But really just words, like, that's a universal thing. Like, that felt good. And I think that none of us want to feel, the point of the study is that not a lot of us don't want to feel bad at sex. So we don't want to talk about it because we're like, what if I don't know things? But the truth is, the more you talk about it, the more confident you'll feel and the better sex you will have. And the reason why this relates is because the thing about the Somatica training I'm doing is just this really fascinating way to learn. If you're like, yeah, I get it, Emily, my partner and I, we've never talked about it. We've been together 20 years. I don't know, This wow. Somatica.
Who are you imitating?
I don't know. Anyone, everyone who's like, I can't talk about it. It teaches you, like, it's a really dynamic way that will work for any couple. And I can't wait to share it all with you and teach you all how to have better sex.
You
gonna
bring
it to the program? For Rizzles.
For Rizzles.
So,
you just turned into a rapper.
You never know what I'm gonna whip out.
She's from Michigan.
I'm from Michigan. Can I have some cream, half and half in my decaf?
Some Faygo. Okay, we're gonna you guys, you know how easy you guys have it for the ladies, anyways, for the most part. Like, if guys came with instruction manuals, like, you'd read it the first or second guy, and then you wouldn't even open the manual anymore. You wouldn't look at the instructions. If girls came with instruction manuals, the first thing you do is you got to flatten them out on the table and really, you know, figure out how these things work, because every single one of you is different.
Every single one.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for guys because you're never like, I got it.
Exactly.
I'm great sex. But
so it makes it adventurous and kind of fun. Like, oh, this works and that doesn't work. And it used to work on that. But at the same time, it's always like a guessing game.
It is. But it's guessing, but it's also paying attention game. So you're a guy and you're with a new partner, all the information's there. You can ask her, you can talk about it. Like, it's not like you got to go on your own, like, spelunking and hope you hit it right. You can ask. Really?
Cave diving. That's the
bad, right?
Metaphor you used there.
I don't know.
Cave diving.
Guys, you say, like, ruin, like,
vagina.
Mm-hmm. That's how you say that. You know what I'm saying? You're not alone in this, guys. You got to ask questions. You got to talk.
And you got to pay attention.
Because
you have to get it, Em, that, you know, some people are just not comfortable talking about sex, no matter how comfortable they are with their partner. That's just sometimes, I don't know what the emotion is, but it just doesn't feel natural for a lot of couples to talk about.
But how does it feel like not having sex anymore because the sex, because you're not attracted to each other?
But you can agree that you can learn things without verbalizing too, right?
True.
Yeah.
You can.
It's great if you can verbalize, you have that kind of relationship, but if you can't, you're not dead
just
in the water.
Like, just like moaning or snapping your finger or something.
Just like paying attention.
Waving, learning sign language. Paying attention is true. But I believe that everybody can learn whatever your communication style is, that it's imperative to great sex.
Right.
And that's being good at sex means that you are good at communicating.
I'm excited to learn your trade secrets that you're going to school for.
I know. I'm just waiting. So everyone's got to keep listening because you're going to blow your mind. But first, we're going to get I'm sober. It's really hot. I'm going to give a shout out to the sponsors because thank you for supporting them and supporting the show. We'll be right back. By now, y'all know me pretty well. You know I love new experiences, but I have my favorite things that I always come back to because I know I can trust them. I can't think of a better example than the magic wand. If you've been listening, you might remember that I actually had a hole drilled in my nightstand, so my magic wand was always plugged in and ready right when I needed it. That's a pretty big commitment. And I thought it was pretty ingenious. But anyway, before you go destroying your furniture, consider this. The trusted magic wand is now available in a rechargeable version, delivering all that power of the original plus the mobility of a completely cordless design. The Magic Wand Rechargeable also features 4 intensity levels and 4 great vibration patterns. For more than 30 years, a trusted Magic Wand from Vibratex has been just about everyone's go-to massager, from its perfect size to the high-quality construction and materials. It's no wonder why the Magic Wand is considered the Cadillac of all vibrators. If you don't own one yet, don't live without the Magic Wand another day. And if you do own one, you need to try the rechargeable. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Magic Wand banner to order yours. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show. We're on to your emails. Thank you for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. I feel like singing. I don't know why.
Sex with Emily.
You can also leave a message now on our voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1. That's Sex with Emily 1, or 818-275-7931. We got some ground rules about that. You can read all about them on the website.
Ground rules? What are the ground rules?
The ground rules, ready?
Don't say hello.
Keep your message to about 1 minute.
Nice.
Please don't include your last name or the names of anyone you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And please do tell us your age, where you're calling from.
Right.
And just like with our emails here, tell us your age, name. You can make up a name. We don't care. But where you live, how old you are, how you listen.
All good stuff.
That's helpful.
Yes.
Okay.
That way we can paint a picture.
Right. Helps us. Like, does. It really does. Okay. Hi, Emily. First, good day from down under. Mm-hmm. Good day, mate. I have been an avid listener of your podcast for the past 6 months, and I've greatly appreciated your advice and fun approach to all things sex. I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years, and we are still as madly in love today as we were when we first met. Mm-hmm. She's 27. I'm 31. We have amazing sex and still manage to find ways to spice things up. I'm emailing you for help regarding my fetish. Ever since I can remember, I've been obsessed with stockings. Something about a pair of thigh-high stockings or socks sends my brain into overload. The problem is my partner feels uncomfortable wearing them because she says she feels cheap and tacky.
And it's hot in Australia.
She is putting that all the time. She has put them on for me twice because she knows how much this means to me. However, both times she looked so shy and unhappy, which resulted in me feeling horrible for her once our playtime was finished. I told her she looked sexy in them, and she assured me she, and I assured her she looked amazing and not cheap. But I don't know what to do. Obviously, this isn't a deal breaker in any way. However, if I could help her feel comfortable in a pair of stockings or knee-high socks once a month, I know I'd be even happier man than I already am. Any ideas or tips how to help me and her in the leggy department? Cheers, James.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Do they have classy ones? Like little doilies at the top?
Well, that's what I was
going
to say. Well, doilies. Whatever is classy means to you. But I love that James, I love that you're able to express to her what you need. Like, I love that you're not repressing it and you're expressing it. And I totally get being in her position as well, because she might feel like it has nothing to do with her in a way. Like, here's my fetish, you put these on. So right. She might feel very disconnected from the experiences, and she's just kind of obliging. So what I think is, like, what if you took her shopping to like an upscale like department store or something, and you guys, or wherever,
she picked them out herself.
And she picked them out, you tried them on, and you know, you guys went together, and then you made it part of the experience. What?
I hate to say this too, but you ladies know, like, if they got some expensive ones, like $60 stockings, that might make her feel classy.
That's what I'm saying, James. Right.
Yeah, more expensive, a little more money out of your pocket there, James, but that might work.
Sounds like if it's a fetish, like, you kind of require it. It's not going to go away.
I dig that look. I like the short skirts with the, actually, you know what, the Asian,
tell me,
Japanese, a couple years ago, I think it was a Green Day album I was hearing about. There was a new Green Day album coming out, you know, that wannabe punk rock band.
Uh-huh.
And their ad campaign in Japan was really inventive. They were paying Japanese girls, essentially schoolgirls, it's kind of how it goes, to wear the high thigh, the short skirts, and that little piece of like leg that you can see that a lot of guys are into. They're putting like a temporary tattoo right there of the new Green Day album and that release date.
Kind of smart.
And dudes were looking right there, like, your eyes are drawn there.
That's really smart, actually.
Yeah.
I should tattoo some stuff there. No, I think it's hot. I personally find that that's a sexy look too.
I don't understand why, but I totally agree.
What, is it a schoolgirl thing? Is it just,
I don't think,
or just
I never
leg?
Had a schoolgirl thing. It's just
so it's
something.
Just the peeking of the, just enough.
The little peeking. Yeah, it's weird.
Every
it's
guy.
A weird
I
thing.
Swear to God, I've never been the guy who wasn't into that.
Sexier than like a girl wearing a bikini. You know what I mean? To me, like, I could see the entire leg there, but it's not as sexy if it was like 90% covered.
I totally agree. So I mean, here's the thing. I think that, like, and also like American Apparel, I don't know if you have that in the UK, but like whatever her style is, like maybe the ones that you picked out, you know, maybe they have like a weird seam in it she's not into. So again, seam, like they have the ones with the seam.
Oh, seam in it.
Seam in. What? Not everything's
about
sex,
Anderson.
Maybe they
have weird semen. Maybe the thigh eyes you're trying to get her to put on, or old thigh eyes you've used on other girls. What's
yeah, that's the other thing.
Weird semen on them.
Well, I'm just saying, there's like everyone sells thigh highs and knee highs now. Like a lot of like Urban Outfitter. Again,
I think your advice is spot on.
Right,
you take her to
take
maybe
her shopping.
Get her something
get
else.
Get her bra too. Yeah. Some panties, whatever she wants.
Something that matches.
Right. And then you guys do it together. She walks around in heels. She feels good. Whatever it is. And that's how I think you can make it happen. Make her feel sexy about it, picking it out with you. Okay.
And say, you know what? You're lucky that it's, my fetish isn't like beer can insertion, because we're down here in Australia and Foster's are really large. and that would hurt. Yeah. So lucky it's just, you know, thigh-highs.
True.
Even though they don't drink Foster's in Australia, evidently they hate it.
They don't, but that's where it's
from. But they're big-ass cans.
So what are you saying? He should stick.
If his just fetish like, was like putting beer cans inside of her, that would be a problem.
Yeah, for don't put anything inside her that is not approved. Yeah. Like
Foster's are big, is what I was saying.
Got it.
Funny joke there, Em. You missed it. It's hilarious if I say so myself.
As long as you're laughing, I got it. I just worry about the vagina and the beer can. That's all I can think about. Like, okay.
Yeah, make sure that let's move into
The next one. Email. Hi, Emily. My girlfriend and I have been dating for a while, and the sex is good, but it's grown into the same routine over time. I'm 51% to blame, of course. The issue today is that I've recently become interested in the two of us swinging with other couples. Nothing I've ever done before, but I've been obsessing and fantasizing about it in my mind so much that I really want to give it a try. It's not that I'm looking to sleep with another woman. That's part of what swinging it is, I know, but the fantasy only works for me as a shared activity with the woman I love. The thought of the two of us spending our intimate time together with the right couple or couples and seeing my love experience pleasure is a huge turn on. For my part, I'm willing to try just about anything once. Her, not so sure. I really want to bring it up, but I love her with all my heart, and the thought of shocking her with the suggestion concerns me. Still, fantasies aren't going away. They're only getting stronger. Should I make the suggestion? If so, how should I make the suggestion? After that, I don't have the faintest clue where one goes to meet couples. I'm like changing accents here. With similar interests. Any thoughts you would have would be wonderful. Love the show and never miss. Rich.
How old is Rich?
He doesn't say.
I feel like that's got to weigh in heavily, right?
Yeah, I don't. See, this is why I need your age, people. It does weigh in heavily. They've been dating for a while. Sex is good. So that's all I know. Okay. Here's the thing though, Rich. I think he's treading on thin ice because what you said is that your sex life has become routine and you're looking to spice it up with another couple. Not the right direction. Mm-hmm. Like, because I think it's time. I mean, I'm not saying you can't go there, but I think personally that you need to turn towards your girlfriend and work on mixing up that routine first. And like, again, communicating with her. Maybe she thinks it's gotten routine. Maybe she does want to swing. So for you just to have the first conversation about sex with her being like, hey, babe, we should swing. Let me tell you what she's going to think. You hate having sex with me. Mm-hmm. You're no longer attracted to me. And you want to bang the neighbor. Yeah. So that's what she's going to think.
She's probably not going to be that far off. If we're being honest here, I know that he denies it, but
I know. He's like, I just want to see my love with someone else. But let's be honest, it's routine and you can't stop fantasizing about another couple.
What do you think? Because you're a woman over there.
I sure am.
And you think that you can be turned into a swinger if you're a lady? I think all guys naturally, you know, lean that way.
Yes.
And
I do think so. I think that you can open your mind to it.
If he wants to have this kind of relationship, he needs to go out and find that girl because I don't think there's many of them. And I don't think he can create one. And if he does, I think she's somewhat a victim. I don't think
interesting
that she's going to do it willingly. The only reason why she would do it is because she wants to keep him and she thinks that's
which
her only option.
Which is not a good way to do it.
Right.
It's not a good way to do it just to keep your partner on, just like you shouldn't have a baby. Not looking at
yeah, that's what ladies
Anderson
do.
Is having a baby.
Okay, you but get knocked people, up to keep some, the dude around.
Yeah, just getting knocked up. They have a threesome. Like, same, neither one's going to save your relationship. So that's a good question, though, Anderson. Like, I don't know if you're like, I've always thought I could see swinging, like, if I was, or I could see being in an open relationship.
Yeah.
But, like, I
asked the wrong girl.
You did ask the wrong girl. However, I think that there's a lot of people who are in long term relationships who are like, you know what? We were together a long time. We were on really solid ground. And I never thought I'd be into it, but we went to a party and it was fun. So I think people do change mm-hmm. over time. So I'm not so sure that, like, once you say no to swinging, that you might not be open to it later. However, I feel like that what you're saying here, Rich, is you're not so sure, and that if she'd be into it, and again, you think it's routine, she probably thinks it's routine, and I would just start saying, babe, I love you. Like I would start with like the sex talk.
Plenty of ways to fix it up. And Emily, you come up with ways every episode pretty much on ways to spice up your sex life.
Right.
Rarely does it involve bringing other people into the relationship. And a very wise person once told me, a man who's older than I am, and he's got a very successful relationship. He told me that why intimacy and monogamy is so important. The intimate part of a monogamous relationship is because that's you share everything with everybody, but that's the one thing that you only share with that person.
It's true, it's sex.
And that's what keeps the bond so strong over the years.
Right.
And you immediately lose that if you start bringing in strangers to that part of your life.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way.
But as a man, I get it. Like, I think I said to you, like, the man's ultimate fantasy probably is having sex with a woman, every time he thrusts, she becomes a different hot woman. Every single time she becomes someone. You want, you know, a variety. Right. That's how we're wired.
I know.
But you find the right woman, maybe she's not the right lady for you. But I hate the idea of him coercing her down this road if she doesn't want to.
Right. And I don't think you guys are there yet.
There are ladies out there that dig it.
Right. But I think that first, if you really do love her, you got to turn it towards her, try to work on it first. And then, who knows, maybe her fantasy is the same as yours. I don't know, but it sounds like you're going in the wrong direction here. So that's what I got to say, Rich. And I don't know about Anderson's right or wrong. Like, she might be into it. We don't know yet because I doubt you've been talking to her about it. But again, that's interesting. I'd love to hear from some couples. You know what I would love? I'm going to put a little thing out there. If you are in a relationship right now and you are in an open relationship or swinging and you're like, God, I never thought I'd be here, but you both are down with it and you love it, email me. I want to know. Feedback. sexwithme.com. All right, ready? Mm-hmm. Next one. About oral sex.
Okay.
What? You got more to say to Rich?
I just...
Do you feel incomplete?
I mean... Look...
Anderson's going to lose sleep, so
no, I'm not
going to
lose sleep. I've growing up and having girlfriends, I've had the girlfriends that would have, you know, gone down that road, and they have sex with me and their friends to keep the relationship going, even though they don't want to. And I, looking back on that, I feel like those girls were victimized by me, and I feel bad about it, you know?
They didn't want to, and then you still dumped them anyway?
It wasn't their idea, you know?
Did they ever come to you and say they regretted it?
No.
Okay.
No.
How do you know? Maybe it's like their great stories. Like, yeah, I had a threesome once with this dude.
I could tell during. They're like, hey, you're kind of spending some time.
Why are you cuddling this chick?
I don't like the idea of a lot of time, I think women do go way out of their way to please their man.
I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, with all the equality and all this movement of women's rights and all these, like, the latest movies in Hollywood over the last year and a half have always had, like, they're trending to have strong feet. Mad Max was all about a strong woman at the center of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still, I think in relationships, they get walked all over.
Yeah, a lot of women do. And that's why I hope they listen to the show and know that their sexual pleasure and their... They need to know what feels good to them and be able to express that and ask for it. And
especially with Tinder. I mean, Tinder is just making all these girls like feel like they have to perform like porn stars to compete.
It's not just Tinder, it's everything. But I hope that people, God, tell all your friends to listen to the show. If you like any episode, just send it to them, because I think this helps. I don't think that we encourage that at all. And any woman who thinks that doing something that a guy asks you to is going to make him like you more, because if you don't want to, that's not the way to go. So... consensual sex, check in with yourself. I think it's much better to know if you want to do something rather than be forced to do something, or I don't know. I you might be right, but I hope that it's
you're a little more liberated than most, I think, you know, than the general population. So
true.
Oral sex.
Okay. Dear Emily, we're hot. Should we turn the air on again?
I'm okay.
Okay.
We're almost, for the sake of the listener not hearing the air AC,
yeah,
I say
you guys, we're sweating
through.
Balls here power because through. So you don't have to hear the air. I want to start by saying I've been listening to your podcast for 5 months now, and it's changed my life. I'm someone who's always been a little sexually timid, but through listening to your podcast, I've learned so much about myself, and I've become much more comfortable loving myself. I'm also a fellow U of M Wolverine. Go Blue!
What happened?
She's a fellow U of M Wolverine, University
the blue and
of
the
Michigan.
Gold. Blue and gold.
Yeah. She said, go blue. Hail to the Vic. That's her song. Okay.
What's with those little yellow stripes on the football helmets?
Yellow and blue.
What is that?
What do you mean?
Weird stripes. I don't know.
Why are they so weird?
Was it supposed to be like a cage on the helmet? I don't understand.
Know. Are we the only ones? Doesn't everyone have stuff on their helmets?
It's weird and abstract. I don't like it.
That's why we're so good.
Why don't you put some Wolverines on the
side? Go blue. Ready. Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for 8 months now. Not only is he very skilled in the bedroom, but we are very much in love and hope to eventually end up together. There's just one problem. He rarely goes down on me. Our sex life is amazing. But oral sex has been something I've really enjoyed in the past relationships. And after listening to your podcast and hearing how strongly you feel about guys who don't reciprocate oral sex, I finally confronted him about it.
Ooh.
Check this. I told him, I know it's not his thing, but it's something I hope we can compromise on. His answer shocked me. He said, babe, it's not that I don't like oral, but I've got to be honest with you. You have a very strong odor down there compared to other girls I've been with, and it's unpleasant when I try to go down there. I've never gotten this feedback from other guys. I know there are about a million reasons why someone might have serious vagina stink, hormones, infection, working out, etc., but I really don't know what I can do to fix it. Do you have any suggestions on how I can improve my hygiene or make my V smell better? I'm a little embarrassed to be asking, but I'm hoping this problem has an easy solution.
What was her last name again?
Love you so much. Can't wait to hear your feedback. Love, Melanie, 24, Ann Arbor, Michigan. I listen to the podcast on iTunes.
Melanie, poor Melanie, got the worst possible scenario for an answer.
Yeah.
That's worse than, that's way worse than him saying, yeah, that's just, I just don't do
right,
that.
Right, like the guy I broke up with.
That's it's against my religion. I will never go down there.
Okay, but.
That would be better than you stink.
Right. That's why, Melanie, you are very brave. And I love that you asked this and that he was honest with you. And so there's a lot of reasons that this, and this could have to do with like an infection or something else going there. So I say your first stop is to your gynecologist. Mm. A lot of women, like that, you could have like a bacterial infection or something that has not be, you know, cleared up.
Right.
So I say that's your first stop, gyno. I always suggest that before sex, like women like go to the bathroom, take like a warm cloth and put some, you know, soap, wipe down, make sure that you're okay. But a lot of times that won't do it. So I'm assuming you're already doing that. And so all I have to say is it could be go to the gynecologist. It could be like a lot of women too, I've heard like they take vitamins or supplements.
Mm-hmm.
That could kind of change things down there, or the food you're eating. What are you going to say?
It's a complicated area down there.
It is
a lot of things come and go, and
it's true.
It's fixable though.
It is.
And so, if your gyno goes down and then he immediately comes back up and then goes back down after he puts like those, that little rub stuff that they used in Silence of the Lambs when they were working on the dead bodies, that's a problem. You know, you got a real big problem then. But he or she's going to be able to fix you. Right?
Right.
I don't think a gynecologist has ever found a smelly vagina that he couldn't fix or she couldn't fix.
Right. A gyno. Yeah. I think that's your first stop, sweetie. I think that this, you're 24 years old, and also it could be like hormones. Maybe you are on a birth control that, you know, is, you know, messing up. I don't know what it is, but this is what your doctor can help you with. So I just thank you for being brave. And I love that the podcast has been helping you with your sex life. And I think you guys love each other. And I actually like that this guy was so honest with
you. Yeah, it's good that he was honest.
What if he wasn't?
You might have an actual issue that could actually, I know it sounds insane, but down the road, it could affect your fertility. So it's good that you're nipping this in the bud and go get it checked out. And hopefully it's something that is an easy fix. You'll probably be all back on your feet. Now, worst case scenario, though, she gets all, you know, gets the okay from the gyno, goes back to him, and he still says the same thing. Then you realize it's just an excuse. There is
a
chance.
That's a good point, too.
He could go to the gyno, and the gyno's like, you're good to go. You're fine.
Yeah. He sounds like an honest, nice guy, and they're in Michigan. Those are only good people there.
Really? Really? Or he could be just a real dick, and he hates the idea of going down on her, and he just wanted to say something that would really scare her off of the whole idea. I'm thinking like a guy over
you
here.
You are
a selfish prick.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're so here. This is why we need penises
he
in the house.
He could be this guy. He could be that guy.
Okay, well, we'll soon to find out. Melanie, keep me posted on the vaginal area.
Vaginal.
I would love to know.
Emails with Emily.
Hey, Emily. I just started listening to your podcast, and I love it. I want to ask you about my current situation. I'm 21.
You're fucked.
Living in Boston, Massachusetts. And I started talking to this guy that I matched with on Bumble. In the beginning, he was really sweet to me and said he couldn't wait to hang out. But 2 weeks into dating, his dad passed away. Aye. He kept being really sweet to me and would talk to me about his dad and say how much he appreciated me talking with him. Aye. But once we went on our first date, he told me he doesn't want anything serious because he doesn't want to be tied down. I didn't have any expectations at the time because it was so early, so I decided to keep talking and hanging out with him. But now I have feelings for him, told him I can't do this anymore, and he said he's stuck in a bad place. Haven't talked to him for a few days. Do you think it's bitchy of me to stop talking to him when he's going through his grieving process, or is it smart for me to protect my feelings? Samantha.
Ooh, it's a good one.
No, it is a really good one.
There's
but
one answer, too. Right?
What? What? Yeah.
Bail.
Well,
it's not going to do him any
favors. You're doing the right thing, Samantha. Here's the thing. I get it. You're being compassionate. You're caring. You're like a lot of women, men. You like care. Like I would be the
bad
same
timing.
Way.
Bad
but
timing.
It is just timing. Relationships are so much about timing. And I think you've been there for him as much as you can right now.
Right.
But you got to take care of yourself. And you're lucky because he told you he's not ready to be for a relationship right now. And obviously, grieving is really, really hard. My dad died in college. You know, how old is she? Like,
he's not even
21.
When
I was 20. Right, when I was 20. And I was in a relationship and I ended it and I needed to be alone. It's a very hard time.
And he's not himself right now. You don't even know who this guy
is. You're going to be
really,
falling in love
with him. And you're not doing him any favors by hanging around. And also, here I am thinking like the guy again. You got confirmation that this guy actually has a dad? You met him on Bumble. This might be his line that he gets free
sex. Oh, my
God.
You think
could be. Could easily be. I could see guys out there for sure.
You're just making me like really, really
this
understand.
This is how guys work. I could, especially if they're on like a Bumble, right, which is kind of like a hookup.
Google
app,
his
right?
obituary. What's the last
do name? Do a little digging. See if there is even a dead dad.
I don't even think like this because I'm a
there
chick.
Might not be, but there probably is.
Okay, but either way,
leave this
way,
guy. Get out.
Let me tell Samantha, you're so sweet for like, but I think yes, you got to protect your feelings. He told you what he needs right now, and the sooner you move away from him, the easier it will be for you to date. And all I got to say is, it sounds like it's been a few weeks or a few months, and he told you exactly where he's at. So. Grieving is tough, and it's not the best time for him to date. I can tell you firsthand, someone dies. It's like when you're that age in college and your whole life is horrible.
Life,
the next 20 years.
Major life changes in early in relationships is very odd. And I hate to admit this, but I ended up with a girl for probably about 8 years, probably 7.5 years too long, because like on our third date, I broke my back and she was there for like the whole horrific, all the things that happened afterwards, taking me to the emergency room. I was in the hospital for 10 days, major surgery, and she was there. And then I had a cane and I could barely walk for like 6 months. She was there. We weren't good together. We were horribly
eight
toxic.
8 years you stay with
we
her?
We ended up being together for 8 years.
And you kept going like, year six, I can't stand her, but she carried me to the hospital.
If I didn't break, have such a life altering, you know, night on our, like our second or third date, I don't think that we would have made it beyond 6 months, God. Maybe. Right.
Wow, Anderson, I never knew about that. So, really?
Yeah, you got to be careful of these like big life-changing moments when you're new and fresh in a relationship. And I think that she's doing the right thing
for
sure.
I think you're totally doing the right thing, sweetie. But I think that's as you asked. And time to move on. I'm sure he's got friends to grieve with.
And see when his dad died or if he died at all.
Google it and see if he's lying, because every guy apparently is lying. So thanks for confirming that. Now we got to go.
Yes.
But Anderson, what's in your world?
Groupersthemovie.com. That's my main passion right now. That's my entire life and all the shows that I do. Everything that I do has been leading up to me making a feature film. Really, true. More than half my life, I've been trying to do this, and resistance has gotten in the way. Art tends to kind of be elusive at times, but I'm actually pulling the trigger.
I know. I'm really proud of you.
And I need the help of listeners. I got a lot of fun, like swag and stuff that I'll be selling and making parts for the crowdfunding that will be probably launched in September. But if you'd like to be kept abreast and what's up on the whole scenario, go
Anderson's
over to Groupers,
talented.
groupersthemovie.com and give me your email, and then I'll add you to the list. Thank you very much, guys, for doing that.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. And also, we like getting your email, too. Not to piggyback on you, but we do, because it's fun and we send newsletters and stuff.
MM gives back as well.
But also, I didn't mean to do that.
No.
It's my show.
Supposed to,
I know,
yeah,
but still.
Yeah, absolutely supposed
I'm
to
just
that.
Talking about email.
Oh, like, while we're at it, Cinematics. I talk about movies every week on Cinematics and the Film Vault. But
and the
Cinematics.
And the live podcast. Okay, I love you. I know you got to go. I didn't mean to cut you off. I do love you. I love you, Madison. Thank you so much for being an amazing producer. Thank you, Lori.
Thanks for having me,
Jamie,
guys.
Jamie. And anything else? I don't know. All right, everyone, enjoy the summer. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Lube. You know, I never stop talking about it, and for good reason. For 10 years, I've been on a mission to get lube on every nightstand in the world. Well, I'm so happy to announce that I have a new partner in my quest, Joe. As a company, Joe is committed to making my mission come true. Joe manufactures a wide assortment of amazing lubes and personal care products, but for now, let me share one of my favorites, the Joe Natural Love Collection. It's 100% USDA certified organic, specially formulated with pure natural ingredients like chamomile, agave leaf extract, and carrageenan. It provides a smooth, long-lasting glide and is easy to clean. Plus, these lubes are toy-safe and compatible with most materials. The Natural Love Collection includes flavored and unflavored formulas, as well as an organic toy cleaner. The Certified Organic Natural Love line, along with all the Joe personal care products, is now available on my store. Just go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Shop with Emily or the Joe banner. Trust me, this lube is going to change your sex life.